Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope. Good evening and welcome to Encouragementology. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have a fun night tonight. We're going to talk about a couple of different things from a couple of different perspectives, so I hope you will stay with me tonight. We are talking about living brave. Do you feel that? Do you feel brave? Asserting yourself. We're going to talk about different ways that you can assert yourself. When you think about your life and your journey thus far, do you feel brave? Do you feel like you've lived a brave life, asserting yourself and taking charge of your destiny? Instead of looking at your whole life, look at seasons and instances. Do you have a time where you felt brave? What caused that newfound boldness? We're going to explore that. Oprah Winfrey says, "You get from this life what you have the courage to ask for." What are you willing to ask for? So let's think about your life thus far. In what situations were you a lion, and which were you a lamb? A lion and a lamb. Think about how far you've come so far. When faced with a challenge or a difficult situation, do you stand your ground and defend your point of view? Or do you find comfort in retreating and avoiding it altogether? I think in different situations, I might respond in different ways. I've always said in business, I'm more like a lion. I stand up for what I believe in. I'm the first to answer a question or bring up an objection. Or defend a point. And personally, I might be more like a lamb. What about you? I would like to insert another alternative. What about a wise owl? One who neither roars nor hides, but one who has patience and is mindful about their approach. Sometimes we associate being brave and assertive with being hard and confrontational, but that isn't true. Let's look at them from all different points of view and find power in each one of them. You know, living your life like a lion means knowing your own strength. What if a lion thought it was weaker than an antelope or a wildebeest or a zebra? It would starve. Instead, lions are so confident in their strength that they'll even attempt to take down elephants if the food is scarce. Are you thinking about a lion you attempted to take down an elephant? Is there an elephant in your past? Maybe you accomplished it. We'd like to hear more about that. But when were you a lion really taking on a huge challenge like that? One of the saddest ways to live your life is being blind to your own strength. Here's the tricky thing. The world won't tell you your strength. It's something you have to learn on your own, in the wild, so to speak. You have to figure it out. You have to figure out what you can do and basically force it upon the world. Think about your own self-discovery. Have you uncovered any of those hidden strengths? Maybe it took a tough situation to call attention to it. Once you hit that obstacle and were able to overcome it, you tapped into maybe a new side of yourself. Well, now you know. So let's think about how you can leverage that. Stephen Guise is the author of Many Habits and the founder of Deep Existence. He said the world is a harsh place. He's not telling us anything, is he? It won't budge unless you make it budge. And since we all have to discover our own strengths and prove them to the world so that we can belong, let's get specific about ways you can develop and demonstrate your strengths. How about developing a skill? Skill development can't be emphasized enough. It's awesome. There's nothing more fulfilling and important than honing a new skill, something that can serve you not only at your career, but really throughout life, something that can enrich your life in other ways. Find something you like, practice it. And even if you can't take it anywhere, it can be a great source of fun and stress relief. If you're musically talented, that can be a powerful and fulfilling way to express yourself. Skills are a core part of strength because they enable us to do great things and really accomplish something. Never stop fighting for your beliefs and the life that you want. As long as you're alive, fight. Lions and other animals fight to survive, and humans can fight to thrive. Fighting sometimes means quitting too. Knowing when to throw in the towel if you aren't going in the right direction is pretty powerful. Persistence is usually the difference between success and failure. Einstein has a quote that gives a real-world example. It's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer. Now, we're glad that he stayed with those problems, but going back to the quitting, we have to know when we possibly aren't headed in the right direction. Sometimes it's not that the person is such a great actor, writer, blogger, entrepreneur, news anchor, or anything else. It's usually that they persisted longer and fought harder than anyone else. Strength isn't seen at the top of a mountain. It's seen in every fall on the way up and down, right? Do you have the strength to get up as many times as it takes to reach your goal? If you do, that's great. You won't be stopped. You're resilient. If not, you'll be stopped unless you're extremely lucky. Be like a lion and show the world your strength. The world won't find it for you. You have to find it yourself. You have to figure it out, and then you have to find a way to show it. Use teamwork for greater success. The lion's reputation as the king of the jungle is hardly helpful when it comes to hunting. Most of the animals the lions hunt are actually faster and more agile and even stronger, like elephants and giraffes. How then is this creature with some physical disadvantages at the top of the food chain? It isn't by claws and teeth alone, but by strength in numbers. It's in their pride. Lions are highly strategic beasts. They rarely hunt alone, and instead they use teamwork to take down their prey. They also use different types of teamwork strategies to defeat different types of prey. Lions will often lie in hiding near like a watering hole. If a faster animal like an antelope or something that the lion's been chasing in, it will chase it into the waiting paws of another lion so it can't escape. Teamwork. If it's a slow but powerful and dangerous animal like a giraffe, the lion will simply surround it and try to topple it over. If it's an entire herd of buffalo, the pride will ignore the larger buffalo and try to separate a weaker or smaller buffalo from the rest of the herd. Lions are far more deadly together than they are alone. Sometimes in our life struggles, we forget that we live in a world full of talented people, probably talented people all around you. Other people that can help you solve problems, teach you new skills, and help you carry some of the burden that you feel. Trying to do everything yourself, you'll discover a true hardship. Collaboration can enhance all aspects of your life. We all have talents, we all have weaknesses. And with the support of others, we can outsource our weaknesses as we focus on our strengths. That's what the lions do. Whatever you're not good at, there's someone who's better. They can teach you or do it for you. you'll wonder why you ever insisted on doing it yourself. When you get help with your weaknesses, it gives you more time and energy to maximize your strengths. Maintain key social bonds. Lion prides will squabble over food, but otherwise, they do seem to like each other pretty well. They frequently lick and nuzzle each other, and they establish strength and a bond with one another. Time magazine says males do this for survival. Male lions will nuzzle other male lions in order to make sure that when another coalition of lions comes along, the social bond is intact, enough for all lions to hold their ranks instead of scurrying off and letting the rest of the group get killed. Human survival entails more than life and death. The complexity of our emotional framework and the outstanding power of our brain makes existence so much more than eating and reproducing to prolong our species. We need each other. We need a pack. We need a pride. As a lion shows affection to maintain the stability and safety of the pride, we should make efforts to let our friends and families know that we need them and we're there for them as well. If you stand by someone, 9 times out of 10, they'll be there for you as well. You do the lion equivalent of nuzzling by reaching out, helping, calling them, telling them they're important to you, and spending time with them. Like a lion, the strength of your relationships will be the key. As Time says, lions are better than this than we are. If lions can get a troop to fight enemies, maintain relationships, and cement their entire society through a series of nuzzle and licks, then it may be fair to say people are biologically impaired and that lions have found a simpler solution to this order. Think about the people who could afford a little nuzzling, right? Solve all of our problems. Well, maybe the thought of roaring like a lion is terrifying to you, and that's okay. Maybe you identify more with the calmness of a lamb. We tend to think of a lamb as weak and vulnerable, but there is power in these characteristics. Sheep are meek animals. They are usually very quiet, gentle, holding themselves aloof from the world. In a herd, all the sheep tend to listen to their leaders and show esteem to them. Because of the obedient character, sheep are among the most popular animals beloved by mankind. Sheep are one of the most unfairly stereotyped animals on the planet. Almost everything we believe about them is wrong. Reputation: sheep are stupid, defenseless, and harmless creatures that mope around the hillside doing not very much. They're good for two things: being eaten and producing wool. Now, that's just the reputation. I'm not advocating. The reality is, sheep are actually surprisingly intelligent with impressive memories and recognition skills. They build friendships, they stick up for one another in fights, and they feel sad when their friends are sent away. Nowadays, to be a sheep is to be someone who mindlessly follows others, a waste of the flesh and brain cells. That's what Urban Dictionary says. The truth is that sheep are far smarter than we know. Aside from being smart, sheep can be playful and joyful, and it's proven they feel real emotions and the abilities to bond with humans. Having a joyful and playful and even vulnerable side is living brave. Showing the true, authentic you is one of the bravest things you can do. In a world of false realities and sharing the edited version of your life, honesty and authenticity is rare and quite possibly extinct. Vulnerability is not winning or losing. It's having the courage to show up and be seen, and when we have no control over the outcome. Vulnerability is not weakness. It's our greatest measure of courage. This actual quote came from research professor and author Brené Brown in Rising Strong. And boy, does she know about vulnerability. Vulnerability is a double-edged sword. Those who protect themselves to avoid getting hurt fail to appreciate intimacy and close relationships. Everyone is vulnerable. No matter how much they try to avoid it, we are born vulnerable, and we stay that way for our entire childhood. Our relationship with vulnerability is something that we're acquainted with yet abandon as we merge into adulthood. We start finding our way. We start creating these personas, right? Your association with vulnerability requires a shift in awareness in order to strengthen your emotional well-being. Neuropsychologist Mario Martinez writes, "The wound you choose in order to interpret your pain becomes a shield of protection against forgiving, because releasing your grudge means being vulnerable again." I'm going to read that again because that's really important. It is an important perspective and a great way to look at that. The wound you choose in order to interpret your pain becomes a shield of protection against forgiving, because releasing your grudge means being vulnerable again. Vulnerability involves healing your fractured parts by merging with the wholeness of your being. Make your heart as vast a space, as big, so big that nothing can harm you. When our hearts are that wide, it's as if the judgments are ripples on water, flowing away and leaving no trace. This is what vulnerability makes possible. It allows the natural strength of our heart to emerge. That was written by author Mark Coleman in Make Peace with Your Mind. Suffering happens when you focus on your sorrow instead of appreciating the beauty and richness of your complete self. It's as though you're looking through a magnifying glass at your shattered parts, and you give them more attention than they deserve. Do you do that? So many of us focus on the negative, and we focus on it as sort of, you know, a rite of passage, a comforting thought that we carry with us. If you're like me, though, you're not comfortable being sad and licking your wounds. So you create this tougher outer shell to help you roar like a lion and move on. But just like a wound that doesn't get air, healing can be difficult. Instead of letting that lion protect you, expose your weaknesses, own them, and let them work for you instead of holding you back. When you constantly push aside your vulnerable side and try to be that tough person, "Oh, no, I'm not going to let you see that side. I'm going to be this really strong person. I'm not going to let you get there." That weaker side never gets a chance to mature and heal and grow. You have to find a healthy balance between that strong, rough lion exterior and that soft, weaker lamb side. The feeling of rawness is key to working through vulnerability. They often feel like one and the same thing. The challenge is to find a way to be comfortable feeling the innate vulnerability of being human. If we can hold our vulnerability with loving attention, the painful feelings can unfold and slowly move through us. That, again, came from Mark Coleman. Great book. Your greatest triumph will arise when you lean into your vulnerabilities with openness and compassion. You know, different seasons of life call for different personas. As you're evolving and committed to learning and growing, it's easier to adopt new ideas and points of view, right? You know, we don't always think that way. Sometimes we're all shut off and we can only see what's right in front of us. I always talk about having the machete, right? The machete in the weeds. We're just hacking away, trying to get through life. We can't ever get to that aerial view where we're looking down and we can sort of see it all unfolding. When we get to that point, boy, different perspective, broader perspective. We can actually see what's happening. We can see when things jump in our way. But when we're on the ground, or another metaphor I like to use is digging the ditch. When we're digging the ditch and our head's down and we're just doing the work, we can't really be strategic. Well, through these different seasons, we are learning and we are growing. And we finally get that aerial view. Isn't that nice? Pieces start to come together. Things start making sense. Aha! That's when you have those aha moments in life. Maybe you're there. Maybe you're not there, and that's okay. That's why you're listening, so we can tell you what's ahead. We are talking about being an owl. What about an owl? As a wise old owl, you've learned a thing or two, right? Usually through trials and tribulations. Sometimes you've been overly confident and you roared without any justification. Other times you've cowered and retreated when you had every reason to stand your ground. These are all learning opportunities that made you who you are today. Then you enter a season of enlightenment and are once again open to new ideas and revelations about life and who you are. The wise old owl takes his time and reflects, weighing out all options, relying on his past attempts and learning and understanding where modifications need to be made. You can live bravely by taking a moment to evaluate your challenges. Look at it from all angles to find out the best solution to the problem. Being a problem solver means taking time to understand the challenge and evaluate all possible solutions. Being assertive can be taking ownership and responsibility for the role you played in your own life and making the necessary changes to grow and move on. We only learn from our own mistakes if we first own them, claim responsibility. You have gotten in to this point in your life because you have truly lived, right? Trust in your own experiences and what you've learned and in your own intuition. Not listening to our intuitions or our gut feelings is nearly always a mistake. If someone's telling you something might not be a good idea, trust that. Check in with yourself. Listen. We know when something's right. Maybe not consciously, but we know. How many times have you said, "I knew it. I saw all the signs. Why didn't I listen to myself?" Are you shaking your head right now? Maybe you're shaking your fist because you're so upset that you made that choice. It's as if our head and our heart are connected on some things and then polar opposites on others, right? I think it's a tug of war. Somebody wins. It's not always the right one. Intuition is a buildup of experiences, instincts, and senses, which include heightening the touch, feeling, sight, hearing, and taste to its very peak. Intuition comes from the observation of one's own mental and emotional processes. It is more of a feeling rather than actual logic. It's your ability to sense things before they hit you. It gets better with time as you index, store, and recall all those life lessons. Wisdom is nature's form of compensation for the body's insistence to age. Don't you love that? Wisdom is nature's form of compensation for the body's insistence to age. The association between wisdom and aging has a bias in biology. As humans get older, the mind further develops, a direct byproduct of simply having living longer and having more experiences. Older people are usually more proficient than young people in certain dimensions of cognition, particularly those that involve different ways of solving problems, as well as life planning and making future goals. Remember what I said with the machete versus the aerial view? Those deemed as wise are considered to have greater empathy, be more correct in their views of others, emotional status, and be more thoughtful of the well-being of others. Wisdom thus appears to incorporate a kind of emotional intelligence focused on relationships. So what does science say about this? Older decision makers make significantly better choices by using their prefrontal cortex. Everybody touch their forehead, right on your forehead, the very front, prefrontal cortex, where more rational, deliberative thinking is controlled. Scans of the brain reveal the younger adults typically employ just a single hemisphere to solve a particular problem, while older people will usually use both parts of their noggins simultaneously, a process termed as bilateralization, tapping into a full range of one's brain power. This allows us to make more meaningful connections. I often talk to my different groups about that. You know, when you're obsessing, when you're thinking of one thing, when you're kind of stuck, right? You're using a lower region of the brain. I like to call it the basement. You're stuck in the basement. You know, it's dark, kind of dingy down there. You're just stuck in that pattern. You can't stop yourself. You just keep thinking of the same thing over and over again. When you get up to the top, the foyer, right? Think about the prefrontal cortex as your the foyer to your house instead of the basement. You've got the door, you've got some windows, you can see the beautiful day. That's your aerial view. That's where you start really thinking logically. You start weighing out all the possibilities and you're able to make really a more educated decision. Now, you will travel in and out of seasons and phases throughout life. They all require us to respond and react in different ways. Knowing yourself, your strengths, remember, tapping into your strengths and your weaknesses allows you to reference the appropriate power. You know, sometimes you need to roar. Sometimes you need to, you know, be a little bit more mindful and quiet, playful, joyful. Just as Superman had that phone booth, here are 7 steps to practice when mustering your power and leveraging your assets. And these can be applicable in most situations. First, create an image of strength in your mind. Create that image, that person, that persona, right? Believe in yourself and your own values. That only starts when you know who you are. So first, you may have to do a little self-discovery in order to believe in yourself. But as you start uncovering those characteristics, remember those strengths that you didn't know you had? When you start uncovering those, tap into them. Really utilize those, leverage them, nurture them, grow them. So believe in yourself and your values. Understand your own boundaries. And this is not only boundaries, this is limitations too. You know, you have to be in touch with your limitations, how far you're willing to go. Set healthy boundaries. Know where those boundaries are, what you're willing to do and what you're willing and what you're not willing to do. Then know what you want and what your purpose is. And that does take some life experience to get to that point, to really know what you want and know what your purpose is. And again, this is more of an aerial view. Want and purpose. It's not the machete on the ground. I want to eat dinner. This is more, what do you want? What's the bigger picture? Be respectful of others and yourself. Sometimes this thing doesn't happen overnight, and you really need to embrace the journey. Understand that each step doesn't go in order, and it doesn't go on your timeline always. And up to your expectations. You kind of have to wait and experience in order to get there. And then express clearly what your expectations are. When you express those expectations to others, then they have a point of reference. If that's all in your head, these are your expectations, and everybody better live up to them, but nobody knows them, you're probably going to get disappointed. And then practice your assertiveness often. And that, again, also takes some practice. Once you know yourself and you know your values, you know your limitations, your boundaries, you're able to start defending that and speaking up for yourself. And the most important part of that is speaking up when it makes sense. You don't want to be a lion and just roar at the drop of a hat. You really want to have a purpose behind that. It has to all come together. So you have those 7 steps to really embody that feeling of living bravely. It's been fun talking about it from so many different points of view. This is the time of the show that I like to recap because we talk about so many different things. We talked about asserting yourself and sort of looking at our life where it is now. Kind of, you know, looking at which season that we're in and evaluating, are we roaring more than we are nuzzling? We talked about the power of the nuzzle as a lion and how, you know, you can get, I always heard you can get more with honey than you can, what was it, with something else, but more with honey, bees with honey, right? More bees with honey. So we talked about the benefits. You can be brave. You can be strong in all different aspects of your life. And just finding out where you are first will tell you where you kind of need to pick up the slack, right? Oprah Winfrey, a reminder, said, you get from this life what you have the courage to ask for. So what are you willing to ask for? What have you been thinking about this whole show? What have you identified with that you want to adopt? We talked about leveraging our friends and family, working with a pride or a pack. You know, pride if you're talking about lions, of course. You know, talking about developing a skill. You know, what are some of the things that you can do to uncover your strengths? Never giving up. Fighting for what you believe in the life that you want. Using your teamwork for greater success. And also maintaining your key social bonds. That's where the nuzzling comes in. But it is important not to go this alone. It is better when we work together. And really understanding your strengths and your weaknesses. And leverage your strengths and get some help on those weaknesses. There's no shame in that. We also talked about the benefits of being a lamb, right? Calm, not defenselessness and harmless, but building friendships, having emotions, real emotions, being authentic, playful, joyful, all those wonderful things that we can identify with sheep. Being vulnerable. You know, Brené Brown has talked a lot about vulnerability and courage. And if you haven't checked out her books, they're pretty amazing. And she's also got a Netflix special and plenty of YouTube things that you can watch. She's on a TED Talk. Really tapping into your vulnerable side. So often we try to cover that up. You know, we're always told, don't let them see you cry. Don't let them see you sweat. I think that was even a commercial. Never let them see you sweat. So it's telling us, be strong. Show the strong side, but not the vulnerable side. And when we do that, we never expose the vulnerable side to actually heal and get stronger, right? So we need to do that. We need to find a healthy balance of the two. And then we also talked about what it might be like to be a wise old owl. Are you to that point in your life where you identify with the owl? You know, I remember when those things started to hit me and I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't figure that out earlier in life. Why did it take me so many times? I always use the analogy of the Roomba that goes against the wall, hits the wall, and then makes a slight adjustment, hits the other wall, makes another slight adjustment. Luckily, they know how to go back to their base. But until that, when they're working around your room, they run into a lot of different obstacles. Isn't life just like that? You know, being on the ground assault, not aerial assault. You know, we can't really see that far in front of us. So we're just hacking away with everything right in front of us. And that can be exhausting, right? You know, we try to have our older peers, family members, parents tell us, hey, let me tell you what's ahead. Hey, I'm calling down to you. Let me tell you what's coming up. Why we don't listen, I'm not really sure. It's like they're speaking Greek. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't land, that's for sure. Boy, I learned that as a parent as well. they always say you repeat what your parents did, and that is true. You do try to make adjustment. Maybe you think making it better, but you will repeat. But we just can't seem to see it that way. So things have to come through trials, tribulations. You have to make mistakes. But that's how we learn, and that's okay. As long as we can get up, dust ourselves off, Make a mental note, maybe even a physical note, write it down. What did we learn off of that? How can we change it? How can we move forward? That's important. But that gets us to the wise old owl and really being able to understand life a little bit better. Maybe not make those knee-jerk reactions. We're able to take our time, evaluate the situation, really give it some priority, some thought, and then we can make an educated decision to move forward. So, so important. Listening to our intuition. You know, sometimes you know a thing or two. Sometimes the universe is going to explain it to you too. So you just have to be open and willing to listen. You know, I challenge you, draw on your lion moments and infuse the wise old owl. Be mindful about what causes you to be brave and when you feel the need to cower. Knowing yourself, your strengths and your weaknesses means that you can be brave and assert yourself with confidence and knowledge. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges. Summer through until the path was clear.